Oh my God, I found the best thing ever.
What, better than your metal detector?
Really want some of these. These are limited edition. Have you seen these?
No.
To celebrate America's 44th president. Obama shoes.
Right.
How good are they?
Yeah.
Oh, look at them, Becky.
They're basically normal trainers with a picture badly drawn on of Barack Obama.
No, it's not badly drawn on at all.
And then Obama written down the side.
No, on the left one you've got, well, I think on the left one you've got a picture of Barack's face, and then you've got Obama on the second
and
one on the right.
Stars and stripes.
Yeah.
Or you can just have pink and white with a very subtle Obama written across the bottom.
I love them. Also, chappers, do you want a pair? Because if we order two, we get a free Barack Obama basketball as well, I think, and backpack.
Do we?
Yeah, obamashoes.tv, check it out.
Right.
This is going to look so good with your pager.
What are you going to do with a Barack Obama basketball? Because you haven't got a hoop.
Well, maybe I could order the hoop. I don't know, don't question me. I've just seen these and I want them. See, it's a shame my birthday's just gone because my mum was like, what can I get you? And I said a hairdryer. Should have said Obama shoes.
Did you get a hairdryer in the end?
It's on its way.
Well, someone sent one in, actually. One of those, the hoods.
Right.
You know the hooded ones that I said you should get, which you laughed at me. Which
the old lady ones.
If you didn't hear about this before, explain what the hooded hairdryer is.
So basically it's like what the old people sit in the salons when they're getting their purple rinse.
Yeah, but this is like a DIY one.
This is one that you attach to your normal hairdryer and it's just like a long tube and then you put the hat, it's like got a hat on the end and then it just...
It inflates.
It goes...
As hot air goes into it. So you put the hairdryer in the end... of the tube, and then the whole thing inflates on your head.
Right.
It just says frizz to me. But I'm not going to risk it.
He hasn't used it.
Not yet. It's still on my desk. And that's not going to be show and tell.
Maybe you should use it before your screening tonight.
It's not a screening. It's we're putting a TV on in a pub and putting living on at 10 p.m. That's it. It's hardly a screening, Becky, now, is it?
You said you were going to have nibbles.
There might be some nibbles. That doesn't make it a screening. It's in a pub. Anyway, will you buy me the Obama shoes? They're $40.
No.
Yes, if you wear them every day.
Okay. I've got White Lies coming up and Katy Perry and... Oh, we know what's occurring. Coming up at 5:30 tonight. Because you said you wanted it back. Katy Perry on Radio 1. I noticed that some of the geeks on Unofficial Mills are considering making some Scott Mills shoes, like the Obama ones with my face on, but don't think my face will fit on the trainer. Is that because it's a moon face?
That's very cruel, isn't it?
You could get some thigh-high boots made up.
Who's going to wear Scott Mills thigh-high boots? Think about it before you speak, Becky, do you know what I'm saying?
Who would?
The Scott Mills guru on Unofficial Mills.
Actually, yeah, he would, you're right.
They might clash with his curtains, though.
Right, it seems to be back.